Pirates versus Tyrants. This is the Tom Wren Show, where we practice piracy on the enemies of freedom and liberty.
Hello, 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 and welcome, folks. Well, I am excited about the show today. Let me tell you, we are actually doing something I very rarely do, and that is having a guest. I actually have a guest I'm going to be interviewing a little bit later today. My friend Andrew Sorcini. You know, Sorcini, you might see him. He's the bh-pm.com gold guy. And I've talked about them a bit, and he's a sponsor, but that's not the reason I'm having him on. Today's show, I'm really focusing on the Patriot movement. What is it? What's it mean? How's it work? Some stuff like that. And Sorcini's a big part of that. He's a big part. He's helping a lot of people. You know, when people buy his gold, he gives a share of that to whoever is helping sell it. And that helps fund our fight. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that. But before I get there, I want to start out and lay some background. You know, the Patriot movement, right? I think this is really important because there's a lot of misunderstanding and a lot of confusion out there. We've got millions and millions of MAGAs and good people who want America to be first. They're people who realize that this country is truly the shining beacon on the hill for freedom. They recognize that if we want to be free, we've got to stay free and we've got to fight for our freedom. These are the people who are supporting the Patriot movement. These are the people who are awake. They're the people who know what's going on. They're people who are like you and I. A lot of them are just regular working people. Well, what happens is, and this is really something that's kind of dear to my heart, right? So you guys know my story. You know, I'm a nobody from a little town. A few years back, I start fighting this COVID stuff. I always hated the idea of being well-known or famous, never wanted any of that. I just wanted to kind of have my quiet little law parties. I started fighting this COVID stuff, though, because I felt like it's what God wanted me to do. You know, I prayed on it, and I'm a God guy, and right? And I'm pretty harsh on people in the show during the show. I'm pretty terse, and I hammer some of the people, but that's because I'm fighting bad guys, right? The people I'm hammering are people who are doing wrong, and sometimes someone's got to stand up for people, right? So I do that, and I do that. Everything's strategic. We always think through what we're doing and try and do it well. But, you know, I'm basically a nobody, right? I'm not like a guy who's been famous for 50 years and, you know, living the big life and, you know, rich and all those things. You know, I'm not rich and powerful and well-known. I'm just some guy. I've become a lot more well-known, and I struggle with that a lot. It's a kind of a hard thing for me to wrap my mind around. You know, I mean, I'm still getting scolded if I don't take the trash out. You know, I'm just like every other husband, dad out there. As time's growing on, you know, I've got this platform. Now I've got this show, and you know, a lot of people are listening. Shockingly, there are more than three of you, and the show's doing pretty well. And my law work is going quite well. You know, we're doing a lot of good in the world, and we're fighting bad guys. And you know, the firm is actually a law firm now. It's not just me anymore. Well, you know, these are all wonderful things, but all of a sudden I see where, you know, I go out there and people are like, you know, thinking that I'm some sort of a big shot. I'm like, dude, you got it wrong. I was just wrestling around with my kid the other day. I mean, just like you are, right? I was just out playing in the mud with my kids, right? I'm a long ways from big shot, but oh no, you're the attorney that's doing this. So what? None of that matters, right? None of that matters. What matters is it's not who I am that matters. It's that I'm doing these things, right? And that's what everybody's doing. Well, when people say that to me, the try and talk to me like it's really bizarre. You know, you go out with your family and someone's like, "Oh, you're Attorney Wren." Yeah. Yeah. And it doesn't happen that often, folks, right? Like, I'm not a huge big shot. It's not like everybody in the universe knows who I am, but it happens now and then. It's always surprising to me. And I'm always really flattered and honored when it does. But, you know, as that happens, it really strikes me. And one of the things that has struck me recently is a misunderstanding about what's really going on in the Patriot movement. Yeah, I got some good friends General Mike Flynn, Clay Clark, Pastor Leon Benjamin, who's running for Congress. I hope you all vote. If you're in the 4th District of Virginia, you need to get out and support Pastor Benjamin. You guys need to get that guy elected. They're going to try and cheat him out of it. So I hope you're out there. But, you know, Eric Napudi, he's like a brother to me. I mean, he's a great friend to me. You know, I've got a lot of people, these people that I've become really close with. You know, these guys, you know, they're out there fighting and everybody's, oh, it's this guy. Oh, it's that guy. You know, and everybody, but here's the deal. We go around to these different places and we'll sit around and, you know, maybe afterwards, you know, maybe we'll have a beer with someone or do whatever. And I'm just going to tell you that I don't really hang out with people who are too good to sit and have a beer. And a lot of the people who are leading the Patriot movement are people just like you and me. People who fought really hard and suddenly you know their name and they don't know what to make of it any more than I do. So, you know, at some point, you know, you get where you've got a bit of a platform and people start thinking that you're something more than human. Because what happens is you listen to people on a radio or you see them on a TV, you take a soundbite or two and you assume that that's who they are. Well, you know, in some cases, that's true. Like, I will tell you right now that I decided when I was going to have to start speaking out publicly that it was very important to me to never deviate from who I am. I never wanted people to have any sort of a false image of me. I'm just some guy, and I try to be a good Christian. I love Jesus. I fail all the time. I get mad. I swear. I call people names. You know, I do things that are rotten, but I keep fighting and I keep trying and, you know, I keep doing what I'm doing and I do my best. Well, every one of these guys that I've met is just like that. Now, I've met a couple of the big shots who are really, really big shots. And some of them are not that way. Some of them are fake, right? I've met some people who are real fake and but you won't see me spending much time with them. Like, I may be willing to, I'm never going to badmouth anybody who's doing good things. That's not my way. But you just won't see me hanging out with them, right? They're not going to be my buddy. I don't get into people like that. And I've never been impressed. I never wanted to be famous. So I never going to be impressed by someone who is. I mean, I don't care. I mean, I don't care how big your platform is. But the only guy I think I would have ever actually been real excited to know would have been Rush Limbaugh. I think he was kind of an idol to me. I haven't had the opportunity to shake President Trump's hand. I'd like to shake his hand. I think he's a pretty impressive guy. As far as like being starstruck, that just doesn't really happen for me. I'm far more concerned about what you do than who you are. So why does this matter? Why would you want to hear this? Ren's blowing his horn? No, it's not at all. Not at all. I mean, I'm frankly surprised that I woke up one day and had a platform where I was able to talk on the radio. What this is about is I want to help y'all to understand that the people who are fighting for freedom, just like you and me, right? There's a lot of different schools out there, right? So I hear people who are talking about the secret plan and, you know, what happens in the smoke-filled rooms and the military's in control, or Trump's playing 74D chess and this and that and other. And yeah, I'm here to tell you that not so much. I mean, it could be that there's things happening that are over my pay grade. There could be a lot of them. But I'm just going to tell you based on my experience that I don't think that's the case. And I've talked to an awful lot of people. Now, I will tell you that by any and all accounts, and I know, like I said, I haven't had the privilege of saying that I know the Donald, but I will tell you that I run around in a lot of circles with a lot of people who are his friends, and universally what you get when you talk about Donald Trump is that he is a very personable and likable guy, and he's a very, very sharp guy. And I will tell you this. You know, everybody that I've talked to universally said that this guy is dead committed to the next winning the presidency again and to trying to free our country. Now, does that mean that he's, got some secret plan with the military going on? No, No, I'm going to tell you that I do believe that if there was anything like that going on, I would know. So I think that's nonsense. Does it mean that he, you know, had this whole thing thought out and knew this was all going to happen? No. Do you really think that a guy like Donald Trump, who loves our country as much as he does, would have let our country fall into this kind of chaos intentionally because of some secret plan? How many millions of people did he have to leave die? And please don't tell me how many millions more would have died if he wouldn't have did what he did. You have nothing to base that, back that up. There was going to be a nuclear war and there was going to be more disease and more this. No, there wasn't. No, there wasn't. We're going to end up with over 20 million dead from the vaccines. And I don't know how many million from the disease itself. Don't tell me it would have been worse. Our country is facing an economic collapse, maybe second to the Great Depression. We're close to a world war. America, I mean, we're under attack. You know, our food supply is under attack. Our energy supply is under attack. I mean, we're under attack in every way except for the kinetic way. Listen, if all this was to show everybody what's going on, then that's a sadistic, cheap guy that you wouldn't want to vote for anyways. That's just insane. So, yeah, that's all nonsense. But, these people who are fighting, they're all human beings. And when you hear us on the radio or you hear us on the TV or you hear these people that are, you know, much bigger shows than me, much, much bigger people, much bigger presence, just regular guys. You know, one of the first things that General Flynn did on one of the first times I was with him is he went fishing by himself in a little quiet pond that nobody even really knew what he was doing. He's just a regular guy. He's a general. He worked his way up the military, fought for our country, and he's still fighting for our country. Clay Clark, he's an entrepreneur. He's a business coach. He had a bunch of businesses. Country went to hell. No one was doing anything, so he spoke up. He fought. Just a regular guy. I know his wife. He's got great kids. Just a regular guy. Andrew Huff, whistleblowing on EcoHealth. It's a vet. Combat vet. Went through hell in combat. Fought for this country. Came back just living his life. Just happened to be in a bad spot. Found out that EcoHealth was a bunch of crooks creating diseases. So he quit. Then he spoke out and dealt with a whole bunch of harassment. I don't know. Pick your guy. Pick your guy. Even your guys like McCullough, Peter McCullough, right? So Peter McCullough, world-renowned cardiac doctor. I mean, the guy knows, one of the smartest guys you're ever going to run across. Honored, prestigious, I mean, published, everything. He saw they were lying. He wouldn't sell out. So he spoke out. And again, regular guy, into faith, into family. So I keep finding these guys, and I keep finding universally that they're all just regular people. They're not special. I mean, they're special. Some of these guys are super special because they gave up a lot to speak out and to fight. But they're not superhuman. There's nothing magical about them. And there are smoke-filled rooms, but I'll tell you that they're not in the Patriot movement. The rhinos have them. They exist in Washington. I'll tell you that the Patriot movement is not invited. We are absolutely not invited. There are the Democrats and the globalists particularly, right? The World Economic Forum, the Bilderbergs, that crew, they got more smoke-filled worms than you know what to do with. I know that for a fact. We're not invited to those either, right? Patriot movement's a different thing. So the guys that I would call part of the Patriot movement, they're just fighting, right? We're political outsiders. We're regular people who just said, hell no. The thing is, though, is enough regular people have followed us or supported us that we began to have an impact. That is the nature of we the people. And that is the truth about how you defeat tyranny. When regular people stand together and come together. Now, there's always someone leading something, right? But when real regular people come together, there is nothing that tyrants fear more. Nothing. That is the Patriot Movement. The Patriot Movement is real people coming together to fight. There's a few that end up leading. There's a few that end up following. But whatever, we're all just in this for freedom and independence. And I got a whole bunch more on this, but I want to tell you before we go into the next segment. So my son was fighting a cold. It's cold and flu season, right? My wife says, "Oh, does he need antibiotics? What does he need?" So, well, I don't know. I don't really like going to the doctor at this point. I don't trust them. And yeah, we've got some good doctors. We personally do, but most people don't. And I still don't want to go any more than I gotta. Although I do love our doctor, but I said, "Why don't you try this Cofix?" So we used Cofix on my boy. Literally, the 2 days. 2 days, he was fine. 2 days. Cofix works great. It kills the germs in your sinuses. It's like soap for your sinuses. Use the banner, click on the banner, and use Out Loud code at the checkout. Get yourself some Cofix and support us and support our station. We'll be right back.
These days, every time you turn on the news, it seems like there's a new threat to your health. Maintaining a strong immune system has never been more critical. Advanced Nutrition Company, Healthy Cell, created Immune Super Boost to help you strengthen your immunity. Unlike other supplements that don't work, Immune Super Boost is not a pill. It's a gel you swallow with ultra absorption of science-backed nutrients proven to support immunity, like vitamin C, D3, zinc, elderberry, and echinacea. These physician-formulated gels come in a small gel pack. Tear off the top and shoot it down, or mix it in water. Boost your immunity. Go to HealthyCell.com and use limited time code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. Risk-free. Love it or your money back. Guaranteed. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter the body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Okay, welcome back, folks. So we're talking about the Patriot Movement, right? And the key to the first segment is understanding that the Patriot leaders are not people in smoke-filled rooms. That's what happens with the rhinos and the left and the elites, right? The Patriot leaders, we're just regular people, right? Now, we probably need to have more smoke-filled rooms, and we probably need to do a better job working together. But we're not there. Yeah, we're just literally regular people. We don't have that, you know, experience or background. We don't have that infrastructure, so we're building it. Well, a lot of people don't understand that. And the reason that this is such an important show is I want people to understand that the Patriots, the leaders, we're all independent people. We're all freedom people. None of us are followers, which means that working together in various groups is always challenging because everybody's always got a better idea. Now, any of you guys who are into any Patriot group, I will guarantee you, if you spend any real time in the Patriot Movement, you found that, you know, this group's doing this and this group's doing that, and I don't like what that group's doing because my group's doing it better and I'm doing it the right way and they're doing it the wrong way, and this, you know, so they're wrong and we shouldn't support them. That's a very, very common thing in our movement because, unlike the left, the patriots, we are the rugged individualists that made America. You know, Rush always called us rugged individualism. He loved that, right? We are the people who think for ourselves and stand. There are no mind-numb robots, right? The mind-numb robots exist, but they're the people on the left. On our team, you know, everybody thinks for themselves. What this means is that no one's real good in terms of just falling in line and following orders. We all want to know why we should follow your orders. And you really got to prove yourself on a daily basis to get anybody to listen to you. So that's actually one of the things that I really like about this show, right? I do like when I get challenged. And every now and then, you know, I'll get comments or people talking. It's challenging. And I like that. But, you know, there's no money. So there's a lot of disputes. And some of these disputes that break out, they turn into infighting and things like that. And the problem is that some of that's ego and some of it's just hard to explain. You know, some of it, you know, the ego, some of the times, you know, you get people who are self-interested or they lose sight or they lose focus. The other thing to remember is, again, all just people, right? Now, on the right, and in the patriot movement especially, we are God, family, country people, right? So we try not to be self-interested. We try not to be selfish, and we expect our leaders to be that way. We expect them, we hold them to a higher standard, right? Hey, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't talk that way. You shouldn't say that. That's not very nice. All the stuff we hear, right? We hold our, and that's good. We should do that. We should all aspire to be very Christ-like. And we should also aspire to be the best patriots we can be. But we have to recognize that our leaders are imperfect, just like our people are imperfect. I loved Donald Trump. The thing that I loved most about Donald Trump was that everybody knew Donald Trump wasn't perfect. Donald Trump knew Donald Trump wasn't perfect. He owned who he was, and he didn't care one bit whether you liked it or not. Yes, he was divorced a few times. You know, yes, he was a little off color here and again. But you know what? He didn't care. Now, here's the thing. When you get past off color, when you get past these other things, that man fought hard for our country. He was a dang hero. The guy fought hard for America, not for other countries, not for globalists who were paying him off, but for America. One of the things that I want to urge you all to think about is when you're looking at people who are infighting, or you're looking at people in the patriot movement and you want to call them, you know, this guy's just, it's just not good. You know, they swear or they say this or they say that. I want to urge you to think to yourself, well, are they Fauci? Fauci never swore. I don't think he was ever divorced. Is he a good Christian? Is he the guy that you want to follow? I want to urge you all not to get pulled into, and for my Christian brothers and sisters, this will resonate to you, I hope. Don't get pulled into the Pharisee trap, right? Where it's ceremony over substance. The people that you want to look to are people who are fighting, who are doing stuff, who are standing for things, who are speaking out, people who are taking arrows for the cause. I don't care if they're perfect people. I care that they care enough to do what's right when it's not easy. I don't need to have someone who's getting all sorts of accolades for what they do. I'd rather support the guy who's doing what's right when he's getting kicked in the groin for doing it, right? But we have a tendency because we all try, and this isn't a bad thing that we aspire to be Christ-like and aspire to be better, but we have a tendency to become judgmental about things and fussy about things and not support people. You know, and well, there's, you know, this guy's fighting with that guy. I don't like either of them. We're done. This guy said this. Oh, he's definitely no good. Can't follow him. Yeah. Listen, this is why I don't do infighting. This is why even when I get attacked by other patriots, and I do, you know, lawyers, doctors, I you know, it happens, right? But I don't care. I'm not going to fight with them. Everybody makes mistakes, myself included. Maybe someday I'll get mad and yell at someone. I don't know. But mistakes happen, and I'm not going to hold people to an impossible standard. I want to urge you to do the same. Another thing I want to talk about within the Patriot movement is this whole idea of, I swear to God, if I see the word grifter again, I'm going to throw something at someone. Okay? There are guys out there in our movement who are more focused on money than the cause. I will tell you that for sure. I assure you also, I'm not one of them. If I was, I would have an awful lot of money right now and be fighting an awful lot less hard. I see other guys who don't. I see guys who make a ton more money than me and don't fight half as hard and haven't accomplished much of anything. It's fine. Good for them. Here's what I want to know. Are they moving the ball down the field? Now, instead of calling them a grifter, what I want to know is, are they moving the ball down the field? If they are, then whatever. If they can make money, good for them. But when you're calling these guys grifters, when you're talking about funding the Patriot movement, let me ask you this. How much money do you think George Soros has spent? How much money do you think Bill Gates has spent? How much money has Mark Zuckerberg spent? Did you hear about the $300 million grants that he was doing on the ballots in 2020? On the ballot boxes? Our entire Patriot movement, the entirety, I will wager, and I mean, I'm talking about the Patriot movement that's been fighting the lockdowns and the election fraud and all the real issues, right? Not the big, you know, hey, we need to deal with, you know, historical issues that you know, are near and dear to our hearts, but, you know, they're just not as big of a deal as we're going to lock you in your house again. You know, the Republican Party loves to fall back on a couple historical issues and act like they're not, and act like that's all that matters while they ignore the big issues, right? But the patriots who are real patriots, who are fighting the issues of the day that Fox News won't talk about, I think that's the best way to look at it. If Fox News won't talk about it, then it's probably an issue that has to be addressed. The guys fighting those issues, I will tell you, there has not been $100 million spent in the entire crew. And that may sound like an astronomical amount of money, but our debt is how many trillions? How many billions of dollars has the left spent? And billions. I'm not joking. Billions. How much have we sent to Ukraine? There has been billions and billions of dollars spent by the left. When someone on the right who gives up their life, who gets attacked in the media, and does everything they can, says, hey, I need some donations so that I can, you know, afford this or afford that, our reaction tends to be, oh, you're a grifter. Meanwhile, George Soros is passing out millions like it's candy to keep his people bought off. Now, I don't want to be rich, so I don't care about that, and I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about some of the other groups out there. I spend a lot of time raising money, and a lot of the money that I raise goes here and goes there, and I give it to whoever, right? I've got a charity, forgodfamilycountry.org, and it's raised a fair bit of money. I don't get anything out of that. I don't even take a paycheck from it. I just give it away to various conservative causes. You know, we've given away hundreds of thousands. It doesn't benefit me. Can't benefit me legally. So I'm not talking about me so much. I'm talking about, you know, I go to a billionaire. They tell me, oh, the country is going to end. The world is ending. What are we going to do? Well, can you give me a donation so that we can fund a lawsuit? Well, how much do you need? It's, you know, how much would you think a lawsuit like this would cost? He said, well, you know, I can't cover that, but I'll give you $50,000. Do you know how much, ladies and gentlemen, a lawsuit against the federal government that has a very high likelihood of going to the Supreme Court costs? Millions. If you go to a big law firm and you say, I want to bring this as a constitutional issue, I expect it's going to go to the Supreme Court, we're going to do this, you better have seven figures or they're not going to talk to you. They won't file the case otherwise. Which is why you ended up with little lawyers like me, small guys, that were fighting for peanuts, right? I quit tracking my hours. I don't even bill for it. But That's not, but the point is, you know, everybody says, where are the lawyers? Where's the money? That's where the lawyers are, right? I give my time away, but I'm an idiot, right? I'm one of those guys that does this because I think it's the right thing to do. There aren't a lot. And praise God, because of the goodness of the people who support me, you know, people have been donating to my my GiveSendGo and to my, you know, signing up for my Substack, stuff like that. You know, that's how I've kept the lights on. And I'm going to tell you, there's been times where I could barely pay the bills. God's been good, and praise God for all of you listening, because you've been good and you've helped me and you've allowed me to fight and you've helped me to build a platform. And I swear I've done everything I could to be have integrity about that. But you got to understand something. The people who have supported me, that's wonderful. But if you want us to be able to fight a fair fight on a level playing field, the disparity. So I have in my law firm, I have about six lawyers that I work with on a very consistent basis. I have one guy who is a full-time lawyer that works with me full-time who just is just joined me. All the others are part-time. I have zero paralegals. We're going to be bringing some in. And I have a couple people who act as assistants. Now, when we start looking about the media stuff that I do, I have a few other people here and there. But basically, with less than 15 people, we're fighting the universe, the biggest, baddest, most evil guys on the planet. People say, well, why can't you take my case? Why aren't you filing this case? Why aren't you? Because I don't even have close to the resources to do that. I'm not even in the ballpark. I'm getting ready to do some other major things. Do you know, I mean, we have a $1 billion case against EcoHealth Alliance, and we're getting ready to file some more on that. We have a ton of other cases, and we do have the ability. Actually, we've got some stuff set up now. We're bringing in some people, and we're taking Social Security disability cases for all the people who are vaccine injured. If you're vaccine injured and you need disability, call Wren's Law. There's a link on the website. You can go right there and sign in. But the thing is that you're looking for your fighters to fight, but we don't have the resources to do it. Now, we got God on our side, and that covers a lot of ground. And that's the reason we've done so much. But, you know, that's a big thing. So, you know, I think that's an important thing. That's actually also part of the reason that I got Sorcini coming on next segment. Sorcini is one of my sponsors on TomRens.com. Sorcini is he's a good dude, and I wanted to introduce him to y'all and kind of explain who he is. Not because I'm really trying to sell gold right now. I mean, I am. I hope you'll go to him and tell him Ren sent you. But I wanted you guys to see how this works. He's a regular guy. You'll hear a story. It's a great story. You know, the guy just was into what he does. He loves gold, loves coins, loves that sort of stuff. And it just became a career. He found God, found Patriots, found our country. Yeah, he's a good dude, right? That's what we are. That's what we all are. We aren't rich. We fund this movement through the support of people who support us. We're not powerful. You know, the only reason that we get the meetings with the Congress people and the people here or there are because so many people support us. Because people do follow us on social media. Because people do support us on the internet. They do listen. They do respond. They are active. And God bless you guys that are. We need to quintuple the number. We need to continue raising funds, and we've got to support our brother and sister patriots. That's just the bottom line. Ladies and gentlemen, the country is in serious trouble. We are in serious trouble. We're fighting back, and we're doing great on COVID, but the World Health Organization's trying to take us over. Biden's getting ready to do a whole nother thing on that. I mean, it's a disaster. And the truth of the matter is, if we don't stand together, if we don't support our patriots, if we don't fight, we're lost. So, yeah, next segment, we're going to talk with Sorcini. I'm very excited about that. But for right now, let me tell you, get yourself a Genesis HOCL. When I was sick, when my kid was sick, this is what we used so that we didn't pass it back around, right? We made sure that it wasn't passed around the house, and we've done a pretty good job of that. HOCL, it's an atomizer. It puts the stuff in the air that kills germs. It's a great product. I really like it. You click on the banner ad, and then tell them we sent you. Out Loud at checkout code, right? You get a huge discount if you use Out Loud at the checkout. And it's a wonderful product. I really like this. So I urge you to get that. I also urge you to stick around. I really want you guys to understand some of the stuff about the Patriot Movement, and we'll be right back.
Here on America Out Loud, we emphasize optimal health, and air is the most essential element for life. The average person inhales over 35 pounds of air every day. Yet we seldom think about how to rid the air of pathogens swiftly and safely when we need to. The Genesis Fogger Plus HOCL is the only way to quickly and naturally restore air to its optimal condition. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud for a free ebook on everything you need to know about HOCL and receive a 15% discount on the Genesis Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you'll be ready for what's next.
Well, the Out Loud Truth was the rallying call that started it all. A wide spectrum of programming from world and political news to societal, your health, and cultural stories. 7 amazing years of news stories, informative podcasts, and great talk radio. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back, everybody. Okay, so yeah, as I said earlier, I get to do a show every week with my good friends Clay Clark and General Flynn, and on that show with me is my other friend Andrew Cercini, and I've talked about Cercini and bh-pm.com and his gold and precious metals and all the things that he does a number of times on this show, but I actually wanted to bring him on. So I could hawk his goods. No. Cercini's become a buddy. And, you know, we've talked a lot about a lot of different things, and he helps us a lot. He supports the Patriot Movement in a lot of ways. And because he's one of my sponsors, I actually decided I wanted to interview him so that people could kind of get a feel, because Andrew's a guy, he's been making money, doing things, doing this, doing that. And much like many of the rest of us, you know, he was kind of brought into this world and, to steal the phrase, he was awakened to what's really going on. He's become a real supporter of the Patriot Movement and is just a good guy. But I'll let him tell the story here. Andrew, how are you doing today?
I'm great, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to have you, and I was really grateful that Clay made an introduction between us. Andrew is just, like I say, he's just a good dude, and who would have thought it, right, that Clay would be able to find a good dude? No, I'm kidding. I love Clay, despite his love for Yuval Noah Harari. No, I'm kidding. We got kind of a running joke going on Clay's show. I always pick on him because he's got so many clips that he's got to show these psychopaths. I told him that he needs to have a fan club, he's a part of it. But anyway, so Andrew, you know, I would love for people to get to know you. I don't take a ton of sponsors. I like the people who kind of get a feel for why it is that I actually like you. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about your story.
Oh, well, I'm at 53 years old, born and raised in California, and I've been involved in the coin and gold and silver business my entire life. It started off when my parents moved to a new home that they bought when I was 9 years old that was positioned near a shopping mall in West Covina, California. And I would just jump over the back wall, cross the street, head into that mall and spend every quarter I had playing video games. And when those quarters were gone, I just went over to the coin shop. I like old things. I like the old coins, the gold, the silver, and I just hang out in there. And the people that own the shop got to know me quite well. So I'm going there for years. And by the time I was like 14 or 15, they just started saying, hey, here's some money. Go get me a hamburger and a Coke and whatever you want. And I just started running errands for them. And then next thing you know, they told me that I should talk to my parents and ask if I can get a worker's permit through my school and see if I could go and work for him. And I worked for him for 9 years, and I really never left the coin industry. So ever since I was really 15 years old is when I started working there. And it was just a job. I just wanted to make the most amount of money that I could. And I liked old coins, but now it's turned into something with so much purpose in helping people diversify their portfolios with gold and silver. And it's more important, as you know, Tom, in these times that people do learn, and we find that people want to know, they just don't know where to start.
Yeah, well, it is. And, you know, we've talked a bit about central bank digital currencies and the tax on the economy and the tax on the economic system, and really how that ties in with the tax on our freedom and our sovereignty. And I love the fact that you got into this so young. You know, I started working for my grandpa when I was 12, actually probably before that. But, you know, I was officially put on the payroll. I'd get $5 for working a whole shift, which could be 6-8 hours, depending. Yeah, it's grandpa, so I was just happy to get it as a 12-year-old kid. So I know that feeling. And then, I stuck with it. But yeah, one of the things that I think's really important, and you know, you're keeping people's money safe. You're giving them an opportunity to just to hedge, and you know, in case these guys seize our money, they do shut down our banks, they do whatever they might do. But one of the things that I thought was really cool is that you've really kind of found some purpose in this, like helping people. Like you may have started out as just a job, but that's not it anymore, right?
Oh yeah. Before 2 years ago, and 2 years ago is when I met Clay Clark and you and so many of the other people that we know, that friends that we have in common. In the years leading up to that, it was just like Groundhog Day, where basically every day was the exact same thing. And I was just kind of getting tired of it. And I've done well in my life and have gold and have silver personally. It's just like, well, maybe I should take some time off, maybe pack it in. Maybe find something else that I could do that would just be a little bit more exciting. And one day I met someone that introduced me to Clay Clark, and I had to sit on hold for like 10 minutes to meet somebody that I didn't ask to meet, and also somebody I'd never heard of. And I don't know why I did it. And that's why, like, if for people out there that might not understand like what divine acts are, that has to be one, because I'm usually pretty busy. I don't sit on hold to talk to anybody, not even my own mother when she was still alive. So I just tell her, you got to call me back. So, but I held on the line for like 10 minutes and I could hear people talking. I met Clay and he introduced me to a whole world of people that think exactly how I think. And that's how I met you. And we have so many things in common of what we believe. And now it's just this new purpose. It's just in the morning, hop out of bed, go get some exercise and get right to it. And I feel like now I could do this forever.
Well, and I want to, so like, I'm always super honest and I'm a terrible salesman. So like, I want to explain to everybody some background on this. So Sorcini, first of all, let's not overlook the fact that he said that he thinks like we do, but he grew up and lives in California. So there's the one, that's the guy. No, the only one. No, I'm joking. But that's true, right? So when we go to these reawakening tours or we go to these events and we speak and we do these things, you know, a lot of the most important stuff that happens backstage, because, you know, it's a tough, lonely fighting these bad guys. And the camaraderie that you get from working with other Patriot Warriors. And you got to understand something, folks, that the people that I get the opportunity to work with, I admire so many of them so much. And these are people who are my friends, not because we live next door or our kids play soccer together. These are people who are my friends because these are people who have put their butts on the line for the cause, for freedom, for God. And God, I'm sorry, you know, for any of you that don't know God, I recommend you meet him, because he is really moving in this. Like Andrew said, yeah, he's just a guy making money, and yeah, he wasn't sitting on hold. I mean, who does that? Who's got time for that, right? That sort of thing's happened to me a million times in this fight. And it's such a big, big thing. And you can't miss God if you're seeing this. But Sorcini has really become an integral part of this. And there's a few guys who have really become integral in this fight. And, you know, this is why when we talk about sponsors and we talk about, you know, Kofix and the America Out Loud sponsors and other people, you know, that I talk about bh-pm.com, which is Sorcini's gold company. So what happens is, like, a lot of my legal work, I don't charge people for. I give away a vast majority of it. I would say my time, I have to bill for my lawyers, but for my time, I rarely bill anybody. So what I do is I've got to have the money to feed my family, and I also need to hire more lawyers, and I need to grow the business. So the way that this works, and this is, you know, inside baseball, but I don't want to lie to anybody. I want you guys to understand what it is that we do and how we do it. So we look around and we find guys that we like. I like Mike Lindell. He's a good dude, right? I like Sorcini. See, you know, Sorcini's been involved with this for 2 years now. I mean, he's been active, and, you know, he's helping. He works with Clay. He's a good guy, right? So when we meet guys like this and they're like, hey, you know, if you help us sell some gold or some pillows or some whatever, you know, we'll help, you know, we'll give you a portion of that to help fund this fight because we believe in the fight. And, you know, this is something that Sorcini doesn't need to do. Right now, everybody's buying gold and silver. It's not like he can't get it. He doesn't have enough customers. It's not like he's out there begging for people to send him business. The guy's moving gold right and left. But what he's doing is he's decided to do this because he believes in the cause. I don't want to take that away from you, but I'd love if you could talk a bit about that, Andrew.
Well, it actually is great where I could be exactly who I am. And what I mean by that is if I'm out in the grocery store and I hear somebody behind me saying, oh my gosh, Trump's running for president again, when are we going to be rid of this guy? It's so many times I want to say something and just want to go to Mr. Trump's defense. And here in California, unless you just want to fight with people all day long, it's better to just zip your lip and just hush. But when we go to these events, I feel like I get to just let out exactly who I am. And I like it when people at these events aren't completely sold on a lot of the ideas that we believe in, a lot of the facts that we believe in, and they put up a little bit of fight, and then you just kind of see the light come on for them. And they're hooked. Because even for me, on some of the things that we talk about, I just wasn't educated much on, like Harari and so many things that we've talked about before that. And I remember one day, General Flynn calls me. It was the day before the San Antonio reawakening event. And he says, Andrew, I need you to come to San Antonio. I'm like, when? He goes, tomorrow. I go, I can't make it. I can't. But things have changed so much since then, that if I get a call like that, I'm there. I will be there the next day, no matter what, because I've just never met so many interesting people that think the exact same way. And it has actually made it so that I am willing to venture out here in California and talk to people about what it is that we do and educate them on things. And at first they think I'm a little bit crazy, but then I'll send them links and I'll help educate them and show them some supporting information and see them come around. And then I do that primarily. And then if we're lucky, then we can do some gold and silver business, and we're helping protect people's retirement accounts as well.
So which is necessary. I mean, the financial situation is a crisis. And yeah, we'll touch more on that in a minute. But I mean, that, so you obviously you listen every day to this show and share it everywhere, Andrew, but in case you missed any minutes, maybe you had to go to the bathroom during an episode. You know, one of the things that we've talked a lot about is what you just hit there. And I hope that my friends listening heard what you just said. We have talked, just spent an immense amount of time on the courage it takes to fight this fight. And we've also talked about what it takes to be able to speak out about these things. And most importantly, we've talked about the fact that everybody's got a role. The thing that I love about Sorcini here is, you know, I'm a big mouth lawyer. My job's to fight with people, right? So I got that you expect it from me, right? My job's to go pick a fight. You know, there's a lot of wussy lawyers out there that won't do that, but you know, so that's my profession. So people say to me, well, what can I do? What can I do? And probably the number one reason that I want people to hear who Andrew is that Andrew sells gold and silver. He was a kid who liked coins, right? He wasn't a lawyer. He wasn't a politician. He wasn't a big media guy. He was a kid who liked coins and started a business. Now, I will tell you absolutely, Andrew's assistance that he's provided to this movement has done an immense amount of good. Andrew did something. He took what he had and found a way to do something. And everybody listening can do that. You can be a Sorcini. You know, you don't have to do what I do. You don't have to do what Clay Clark does. You can do what Andrew does. Andrew's got a skill set, and now he's using his skill set in a way that is helping the country and helping free our world. Feel good, Andrew?
Oh, it feels great. It's very, 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 very great. Just every day, as I said, I just jump out of bed and just cannot wait to see what's going to happen throughout that day. And it's great to have all these events scheduled, like we'll be at the next tour event in Miami at the Doral Hotel. I mean, I look forward to those things. I wish they were still going every month.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. They really help. They help with the energy. Okay. Well, I don't want to, we got a few more minutes here, and I would like to kind of get into some nuts and bolts, because I've been encouraging people to buy some gold. And, you know, I mean, you do this for a living, so you know more about it than me. But, you know, I do understand the economy and the economics of this whole thing. You know, part of this is to me, as we look at digital currency and we look at some of these different things, there's going to still remain value in gold and in metals. And if all else fails, you got something to trade, right? If they delete your money off of the spreadsheet because it's digital, well, it's gone. But you can't really delete a piece of gold. And that's what you do, is you actually do physical gold and silver as well, right?
Yes. When people agree to make a purchase with us, they receive physical gold and silver that's shipped to them by FedEx or UPS, but they're getting the real gold and silver. And it's important because, as you just said, central bank digital currency isn't something that you can hold in your hand. And even now, we're just looking at numbers in a bank account. We're out there using Apple Pay on our phones. We're swiping our credit cards. And when we pay those bills, we're paying them electronically with our computer or our phones and not writing a check. These are all in the centralized banking system. Everything's linked. Everything can be seen. And gold and silver cannot, especially if you get the right kind of gold and silver.
Right. And that's what you do. And it's physical, right? Because I know I've heard that there are some guys out there that are selling certificates, and I hear that they're overselling. Do you know anything about that?
Absolutely. There are, if you were to invest in, say, GLD, which is a gold electronic traded fund on the stock market, or SLV, which is a silver electronic traded fund, they're oversold many times. I've heard different numbers as to how many times they're oversold, but let's say that they were only oversold 5-1. I'll use the same example that I always use. It's like the home that I have, that I live in. If I were to sell that to someone and actually sell it to five different people as five separate transactions where they each own the entire house, but the agreement is that they cannot live in it. The way that the ETFs are oversold is the same as if I sold my home to five different people and received the funds for all five of those people. Well, if all five wanted to take physical possession of that home in the same day, it wouldn't be possible. It would create chaos because five people that paid for it would not be able to take delivery of it. And that's how that's how many things in the world are right now, but specifically certificates for gold and silver and ETFs. So if you're a trader, then great. You don't need physical gold and silver. If you're just looking to make a few bucks overnight or in a week's time by trading gold or silver, then by all means, get the certificates, do online trading. But if you're worried about your dollars and worried about the money that you have in the bank, and if you're worried about your pension being confiscated, then gold and silver might be something that you would want to reach out to us and have a quick conversation about.
So this is the first time I've actually ever brought on, outside of my buddy Eric Napudi, an actual sponsor on any show that I've ever done. So folks, I want to tell you, I wouldn't do it if I didn't like this guy. So Cini is a good dude. I've met his wife. I've spent time with him. He's just a good guy, even if he is from California. We're trying not to judge. So if you need gold, if you need silver, if you want that to be a part of what you're doing, please go to bh-pm.com. Tell him Ren sent you. You got to tell him Ren sent you. You always got to tell him that. We need at least 100 million people buying 50 trillion tons of gold from Cini, but they all need to say Ren sent you. You do that, and I will hire a whole bunch of lawyers, and we will cause chaos for these bad guys like you can't believe. That's what I do with anything that comes to me. So we got about 45 seconds left, Andrew. Anything else you want to leave them with?
Yes. Go to bh-pm.com. That's our website. On the front page, on the homepage, you'll see General Flynn's gold buyer of choice. And there's a form there. So when you fill out that form, put in your first name, last name, email address, and where it says, how did you learn about us? Put in Ren's. Then underneath that, add a sentence or two about yourself. Like I would like to learn how to roll my retirement account into one that holds gold or silver, or I'm interested in gold, I'm interested in silver. Put the most information that you possibly can in there, and we'll get back with you within 24 hours.
Appreciate it, Andrew. I appreciate all that you do. Thank you for what you do for the movement. And stick with us. We'll be right back after this.